supposed to be sore and bruised and all that stuff after the last 2 weeks?
I think everybody is. You know, at this point in the season, everybody's a little banged up, and it's one of those, you just got to fight through it and make sure you're ready to go on Sundays.
I thought last week, from my standpoint, Steelhead was, I would call a cheap shot, frankly. Miami was just a good stick, but in both cases, how do you get back up from this thing?
It's just part of your job, you know. You're going to get hit. You're going to take some vicious hits out there, and you just got to make sure that you're bouncing back and get ready for the next play. It's huge, you know. It's something that we put a lot of work into in the third down and red area, and make sure that, you know, we're trying to come through in those two areas. Not at all, you know. I mean, we have a lot of veteran leadership and guys that, you know, are going to fight 60 minutes and make sure that they're giving it their all each and every play. So, you know, and that's what this league's all about, make sure that you're bringing every single play. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what it was, you know. I think there was like 6 or 8 minutes left in the game, something like that. And you know, who knows if we get another opportunity. So we want to make sure that we take full advantage of it and you know, play the series as if, you know, it's our last one and get everything we got.
Walker's mind right now. I mean, you talked about the throw, but look at that thing hang up in the air. It's like,
you know, whatever they ask me to do, you know, just going out there and doing my job each and every play and do it to the best of my ability. And that's, I think that's everybody's kind of role out there on the team.
Can you talk about Matt's leadership down the stretch?
No, he did a great job. I mean, you know, he took some hits, they blitzed us and you know, they're coming after him, and, you know, he did a great job of keeping some poise and trying to make plays, you know, every opportunity he got.
You had one going to your sideline. How does he know where you are? How do you know what to do?
Well, we had the same type of play come up earlier in the game, and I broke it off a little quick, and the corner is able to come up. If you push it a little deeper, you know, the corner doesn't have a chance to try and trap it. So being third down and everything, you know, I wanted to make sure I got my depth on it and was able to, you know, get up there and not let the corner have an opportunity to trap it and get the first down. A little bit, but, you know, there's a little excitement too, you know. So, you know, our season was, you know, not looking good there, you know, going through the game. So it was good to get back out there and finish it like we did. We're excited about it.
Was there ever a point in your career when Pop Warner, when people told you you weren't too small?
Pop Warner, high school, middle school, college, pros, you name it. No, you can't. You just got to believe in yourself and, you know, what you're able to do out there. And whatever the coaches ask you, you just go out there and do the best of your ability.
How were you able to do it? Speed, quickness, hands, white boots?
Yeah, I mean, you know, doing your job, all those things, you know, using my quickness and you know, understanding defenses and making sure that, you know, I'm just doing my job each and every play. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, we're in a dogfight, and we got to make sure that, you know, we're doing everything we can to, you know, make sure we keep our season alive. And that's kind of what it is right now. It's almost, you know, playoff football, you know, 4 weeks early.
There's a pass to Walker. He gets the block again. He's still on his feet.
Yes.
No,
we didn't know till afterwards, and they announced in the locker room, so. Yeah, absolutely. You know, it changes from week to week, so you just got to make sure that, you know, you're preparing and make sure you're ready and just give yourself an opportunity out there.
This was the 32nd of 32 ranked Cavs defense. Did you maybe early on, did they just play better? Did you maybe take them too easily and only get the one touchdown in such a long time?
Well, you know, I think, you know, they're good defense, you know, and I think they really came out playing competitively and really kind of took it to us. And you know, we just had to make sure that we were going out there and doing our job each and every play. And once we settled down and were able to do that, you know, things started flowing a lot better.
How much was more so good enough for you and vice versa?
You know, he does a great job. You know, having him there to stretch the field, the DBs are always thinking about him and him, you know, going deep, and it scares them. So they're, you know, naturally going to cheat to him and things like that. So it definitely opens up a lot of opportunities for everybody else.
Once you settled down, what do you think the turning point was? Was there anything in particular that you started to do better or differently as you look back?
I think we did a little better on third down. You know, early in the game, I don't feel like we did very well on that. And then as the game went on, we, you know, we were able to execute on third down and really kind of move the ball. Anything else?
When you have those hits, like you took a concussion written all over, do you sit in a whirlpool? How do you shake those things off?
You know, I think people think it was, you know, worse than what it really was. So I just, I mean, it was what it was. And, you know, I don't know. I felt okay.
When you came off, was it just the proverbial ringing bell there last week?
I don't know.
Really, did somebody get a clean shot at you? Because you didn't have the ball and you took a shot, so to speak.
Right. I mean, I felt fine. You know, doctors didn't agree with me, and, you know, that's the way it is. So, you know, just got to go with that. So, thank you.